If you live on the East Coast, the holiday wreaths at your neighborhood nursery probably are not made from local greenery. Chances are they've been trucked in from California or Oregon, and this could be a problem. The Pacific Coast has lost thousands of oak trees to a fungus disease. Scientists are worried that shipping all those plants could carry the disease to trees in the East. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Charles Rue has been behind the wheel of his truck all night. He's hauling a flatbed trailer full of holiday plants and trees. He's just pulled into Benke's nursery in Beltsville, Maryland.
I was sleeping, you know, what do you want? Unloading the trees.
Rue turns a wrench to tighten the straps that hold down his remaining cargo. He's bleary-eyed, punch-happy.
Oh, yes. I know I'm in the service business, you know. We all have a job to do.
And for him, getting the job done means crisscrossing the country. It's work that could make Rue an unwitting player in the spread of the sudden oak death disease. Dr. David Rizzo of the University of California, Davis, identified the fungus that kills the oaks.
The potential that this can be moved on ornamental plants is very high, and in fact it was discovered on ornamental plants in Germany and the Netherlands. So that's a major concern.
The theory is the fungus was brought to California from Europe on the stems, leaves, or soil of an azalea or rhododendron. Benke's nursery hasn't gotten any official notice about the sudden oak death syndrome, but manager Bill Mann has read about it in industry newsletters. On a walk through the nursery's outdoor Christmas display, it's impossible to take a step without touching something from California or Oregon. There's this strong scent of incense and cedars. They're decorative wreaths made from West Coast holly. There are noble firs, silver firs. Man is always on the lookout for disease, so he inspects carefully, crouching down into the stock of rhododendrons.
Well, everything here that we're looking at looks pretty good, but this second plant in here, that's kind of lopsided and has had some stem die back, could be suspect.
Man will watch the plant, and he can call in federal inspectors if he suspects disease. But inspectors, too, rely on just visual inspection. This means they can't possibly catch silent hosts, the plants that harbor disease without any symptoms. For this reason, the National Forest Service is lobbying for a quarantine on plants from the infected areas in California and Oregon. Craig Regelbrugge of the American Nursery and Landscape Association says they're backing the ban, even if it's a money loser for some of their members.
Based on the damage potential and the unknowns, we've supported provisional quarantine action by the federal government.
But the federal agency with the power to put the quarantine into effect is the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, and they've been slow to act.
There is not yet enough known about this to be sure of anything.
Jonathan Jones heads up the sudden oak death investigation for the agency. He explains his agency is proposing a new regulation.
The rate of getting a regulation published has always been frustrating. It's a very slow, deliberate process, and it never is quick enough for anybody.
Not quick enough for scientists who fear the fungus disease could make it cross-country in a one-day truck ride. Charles Rue climbs back into the cab of his 18-wheeler. Next delivery, North Carolina. As he departs, two more trucks arrive at Benke's nursery, bringing trees and wreaths from Pennsylvania and Oregon. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Beltsville, Maryland.